Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey and it's Monday, January 20th. New images of Tesla's Model Y appear, showing the third row seat in more detail. The Model Y, which is marketed as being capable of holding 7 adults, may have a bit of a surprise for customers who see how big those seats actually are. First appearing on a Japanese blog, the photos show the elusive legroom of the third row, which is not all that impressive. Although the seats are wide enough to accommodate passengers as well as cup holders, making the extra space for legroom of 7 passengers in a vehicle with the same wheelbase as the Model 3 is certainly a challenge. It is not likely that the design of the car seats will change in the least, and therefore the 7-passenger promise is showing a realistic limitation. Despite protests of an upcoming Tesla Gigafactory outside of Berlin, Germany, they have signed the purchase contract, moving forward with the development of the land. Tesla recently came under fire for the potential damage that this factory's construction could have on the local ecosystem. And although Tesla will plant 3 times the amount of trees that it would raise, the 750-acre space is known to have an endangered species of bat to nest there. Tesla initially responded to the protests by opening a community office to hear local concerns, and it would seem that this was enough to persuade the local officials to continue with the construction project as planned. A video surfaced of the rudimentary road under construction, providing access to larger equipment. Swedish electric surfboard manufacturer Awake is back with the release of their newest electric surfboard model called the Awake Ravik S. After launching its first board in 2018, the company is at it again with a new version of this premium electric surfboard. The Ravik S incorporates a redesigned hull to improve the aerodynamic performance, and with a top speed of 56 kilometers an hour, or 35 miles, and 11 kilowatts of power, riders can surf everything from open ocean to lakes, ponds, and rivers, all without the need for the perfect wave or any wave at all. The Ravik S is expected to enter production later this spring, but don't take out that checkbook quite yet unless you've got at least $18,700 burning a hole in your board shorts. This week in Climate Crisis Weekly, on Wednesday, Indonesian Jakarta Post reported that 2 small islands in South Sumatra have become submerged by the rising seas, and 4 other islands nearby are on the brink of vanishing. The Indonesian Forum for the Environment says that this is due to climate change. On Thursday, Microsoft announced that by 2030, it, quote, will be carbon negative, and by 2050, Microsoft will remove from the environment all the carbon the company has emitted, either directly or by electrical consumption, since it was founded in 1975. They are also launching, quote, an initiative to use Microsoft technology to help our suppliers and customers around the world reduce their own carbon footprints, and a new $1 billion climate innovation fund to accelerate the global development of carbon reduction, capture, and removal technologies. Thanks to efforts of Australian firefighters, a grove of ancient Wollemi pines, or dinosaur trees, were saved from the bushfires. The trees were thought to be extinct until the grove was discovered in 1996. The Good News Network explains, quote, fossil records show that the pines existed as far back as 200 million years ago, and since these 200 trees are the only known Wollemi pines left in the wild, their location has remained a closely kept secret in order to ensure their protection. World Economic Forum President Borg Brand told CNBC that he was confident Donald Trump would be questioned in Davos next week about his climate change stance. President Trump will be attending Davos on Tuesday, January 21st, concerning which Brand said, quote, on climate change, that will be a topic that will be raised with Trump, and I am sure when he is in Davos, we like frank conversations to move the world forward. The BBC has introduced a series of new initiatives to address the climate crisis for 2020. The BBC has launched Climate Check, a monthly video feature from BBC Weather that looks at how the climate crisis is affecting temperatures and weather. Adam Bullimore, head of BBC Weather, says that it will be a chance to, quote, share something more with the audience than just typical weather forecast, close quote, and will focus on the impact of data like CO2 emissions and the Arctic Sea ice measurements on our planet. Speaking of that, actress Jennifer Lewis took a 2.5-week trip to Antarctica recently and made a video about man-made climate change after being alarmed at the melting ice that she witnessed. We'll leave you today with her words. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. My name is Mikey, and I hope you have a great day.
The seals and the dolphins are throwing themselves ashore, showing us they can't take it anymore. Climate change is real. Destroying the planet wasn't part of the deal. Climate change.